I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee. We We exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We
most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And as we enter into this brand new day that you have made, we love you, we magnify you, we adore you, and we extol your great and mighty name. And we exalt you, God, because your word tells us that if you are lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And Lord, living in the day and time that we're in today, Lord, we can't look to anyone else. We can't look to anyone greater. We can't find anyone greater. And Lord, we can search high and we can search low, but we'll never find anyone that loves us like you do, who cares for us like you do, who's so patient with us as you are. God, you're magnificent in all your ways, and so we bless your name this morning. Thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to be able to see. And thankful for the opportunity for us to be able to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with praise, to come before you, O God, to bless and to magnify your great and your holy name. Thanking you for another opportunity, O God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For you're worthy of the glory, you're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy of our best fruits, Lord. Not our last fruits, not our fruits after they have been used up and abused by other people, but to seek you early while you may yet be found, before our days get busy, before life circumstances begin to come against us, Lord. We thank you, O God, that you are the very thing that we need to start our days off with victory and to start our days off with peace. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, Lord, if we find ourselves in your will and, God, in your presence. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is fullness of joy. And Lord, our thoughts and our minds and our hearts' content and our hearts' desires this morning is to be in your presence and to be in your midst. For you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. And that's why we exalt you this morning. We exalt you above our circumstances. We exalt you above our issues.
God, we exalt you above the things of this world, God, the things that are beneath, even those things that are above. Lord, you are above them all. You sit high. You look low. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent, God. God, you are omniscient, God. You're just everything and more. And so we lift you up, Lord, today, oh, God, so that you can lift us up, that you can lift us up out of our hung down head, that you can lift us up, Lord, out of the muck and the miry of this day, that you can lift us up, God, and make us strong and make us mighty, that we may be victorious, that we may let our light shine, and that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, there's so much that you have in store for us today. There's so many plans that you have for us today. There's purpose. There's a mission that you need for us to fulfill today. As we seek your presence this morning, we would ask that you would shape us and mold us into the vessels that you need for us to be today. Oh, God, someone needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Give us the boldness to share your good news. Someone needs to know that there is still hope, God, where there appears to be no hope. Lord, give us the words of life, oh, God, that we can speak life and not death. Lord, someone needs to know that you are still that balm in Gilead, that you are still a healer, that you are still a waymaker, Lord. Let us share those good news, the good news, oh, God, so that we might encourage someone, so that we might strengthen someone, Lord, so that we might uphold someone and lead someone to you, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, we have the power, we have words, our words have power. Oh, God, there's power in our words. And we don't have to speak our own opinions. We don't have to speak our own thoughts. But we can speak about the goodness of God and how much you have done for us. We don't have to tell anyone else's testimony. But, Lord, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, Lord, I have a whole laundry list to be able to tell somebody about the many great, wonderful things that you have done. You touched my mother, oh, God, and you said not so to the enemy, Lord. That's good news to be able to share, Lord. You touched my leg, Lord. I couldn't walk last Monday, Lord, but I'm thankful today that I'm walking around with a limp, Lord. But I thank you, God, that even in the midst of my limp, God, you are still a healer. You are still a strong tower. You are still that rock in a weary land. You are still my God. And so, God, I have a lot to be thankful for. Lord, you've kept my family, Lord. You sustained my family, Lord. You blessed the ministry, Lord. I have a reason to give you thanks. I have a reason to give you glory, God. I have a job that I can go to this morning. God, I have a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord. I have a reason to bless you. And so, Lord, give me an opportunity to let someone know why I magnify you, why I serve you, and why I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, and I give you the praise. Thankful for another day and another opportunity to be a light in this dark and dreary world. Help me to be salty today, Lord. Help me to let my light shine. God, help me to preserve, Lord, and not just be somebody that's to bring flavor to an area, Lord, but help me to preserve, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to preserve your name, God, to preserve, oh, God, your honor, Lord, to preserve my integrity, Lord, to preserve, oh, God, hope for those that are around me, Lord. You sent me into this world, Lord, that I may be an agent of change, Lord, that I might empower believers and change lives. Help me to be about my Father's business, Lord, today. Lord, I don't want to let this day go by without being about my Father's business, Lord. Life is running too short, God. Time is running short, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you need a people that will be willing to do your business and do your bidding, Lord, as you have commanded us to do. Oh, God, so help us, Lord. Shape us and mold us, oh, God. Make us into the vessels that we need to be so that you might receive the glory and the honor out of our lives. Praying for the nation, Lord. Heal our nation, Lord, today. Forgive our nation of our sins, for we have fallen short of your glory. For those that are sick among us, Lord, I pray for healing in our bodies, Lord. You are still that balm in Gilead. Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord, and with your stripes, Lord, we are healed. It's by your stripes, God, that we are delivered. It's by your stripes, oh, God, that we are set free, Lord. And you did that just for each and every single one of us. Your blood has not lost its power. And so, Lord, we only can stand upon the promises of your word because there is power in your word. Put your word in our mouths, oh, God, and put your word in our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against thee, oh, God, today. We can't our own. We can't make it in our own power. We can't make it in our own might. But we only can make it, God, by the power that you have invested in each and every single one of us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the comforter, God, that you have given us. Thank you, oh God, for being a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior, a mighty counselor, a great and a mighty God. Thank you for being all that we need and more. Lord, we don't have to go in this day, God, confused. We don't have to go into this day, oh God, concerned. We don't have to go into this day fearful, no matter what the enemy may have tried to stack against us. Lord, we shall win if we faint not. We don't have to be weary in all of the well-doing that we do. Because in due season, there's a guarantee of reaping. There's a guarantee of harvest. And so, Lord, we put our trust in you. We lean on you. We put our hearts focus on you because you are everything that we need and more to be victorious, to be successful on this day. Put the word of God in our mouth. Put your word in our mouths. And if your word's in our mouths, Lord, we don't have to fret, nor do we have to fear. We'll have everything that we need for this day. Order our footsteps, Lord. Keep us, lead us, and guide us. Help us to speak life and not death. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll be careful to give you the honor, and we'll be careful to give you the praise. I pray for baby Bellanova, little baby Noelle Cork. I pray for all of those that are on our sister Monique. There was a request in the box from one of our food pantry participants. Lord, I pray that you answer her request, that you would hear the cries and hear the pleas of people. And I'm mindful even now that I can do this prayer. Lord, we pray. You said that all we have to do is call upon you and you'll answer. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being a God that hears our pleas, hears our cries, and that they don't fall on deaf ears. Thank you, oh God, that you're mindful of us, and you always want what's best for us. We put our trust in you on this day. Wherever you lead us out, we're willing to go. Wherever you take us, Lord, we're willing to go, because we know that you know what you are doing. We know that you are a God that knows what you're doing. You know what you're doing, Lord. I'm going to trust you until I die. And so I bless your name and I magnify you on this day. Touch us, lead us, guide us, and direct us. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.